The others waited in the outer room, recovering their wind, while she rushed into her bedroom. She froze when she saw her blue wedding dress. She swept it up and held it to her breast. That was what she had come for. She didn't want to leave it. She was never returning to this place. Kaylin shed a tear on the dress, rolled it into a tight bundle, and stuffed it in her pack. All the other clothes from her pack were cleaned, too, and laid out for her. She stuffed them in the pack after strapping the bone knife around her left arm. She threw the mantle around her shoulders. Hurriedly, she strung the bow. She swept through the outer room, her pack and quiver on her back and her bow on her shoulder. She had everything she wanted, everything that meant anything to her. She paused a moment, looking at her room for the last time as she idly turned the round bone on her necklace, and then led the others out and down a back way, headed for an outside door. She lost count of how many men Chandelin took out with his troga, or knife. When a big guard charged out of a side hall and tried to roll them down, Kaylin ran him through with the sword. The four of them were grim death moving through the palace. The alarm bells rang frantically in the tower. On the landing leading to the great staircase, Orsk lopped off a guard's head. The body rolled down the stairs, spilling a trail of blood as if unrolling a red carpet for them. The headless man flopped to a stop against the statue of Magda Cirrus, the first Mother Confessor. They ran down the stone steps, the sound echoing in the vast chamber. Near the bottom, a sudden stab of pain took Kaylin's feet out from under her. She tumbled down the last few steps. The others shouted and rushed to her, wanting to know how she was hurt. She told them that she had just stumbled. She hadn't stumbled. Kaylin pulled her bow off her shoulder and pointed with it.
"Down that hall! All of you, head down that hall. Turn right at the end. I'll catch up with you. Go!"
"We're not leaving you," Chandelin insisted.
"I said go!"
Kaylin stood against the blistering pain in her legs.
"Orsk, get them moving! Now! I'll catch up! I will be displeased with you if you fail to get them out of here."
Orsk raised his axe and growled. The other two backed toward the hall as they pleaded with her. They protested that they had risked their lives to rescue her, and they would not leave her now.
"Orsk, get them out of here!"
"Why?" Chandelin and Jebra yelled together. Kaylin pointed with her bow. Across the great chamber, up in one of the distant arcades, stood a shadowed figure.
"Because otherwise he'll kill you.
We must escape. He will kill you, too.
If he lives, he will hunt us down with magic and kill us all."
A bolt of yellow lightning arced across the broad room. Stone crashed down, nearly covering the opening where the others stood. Kaylin drew one of Chandelin's flat-bladed, man-killer arrows from her quiver.
"Mother Confessor!" Chandelin screamed. "You cannot make that shot. I could not make that shot. You must run!"
She didn't tell them that the wizard was sending slashing shards of pain through her, and she couldn't run. It was all she could do just to stand.
"Orsk, get them out! Now! I'll catch up!"
Another bolt of lightning sent stone flying everywhere, and the three of them running down the hall, Orsk pushing them along. Kaylin put a knee to the floor to steady herself as she knocked the arrow. She drew the string to her cheek. The blade of the arrow was horizontal in her line of sight. She could hardly see Ranson, he was so far away, and the pain was blurring her vision. But she could hear him laugh as he sent violent splinters of magic ripping through her. It sounded like Darkan Rawl's laugh. She bit the inside of her cheek against the pain, against the scream trying to fight its way out. She couldn't hold back the clipped whimpers.
"An archer, Mother Confessor,"
he called from the distance. His laughter echoed off the stone around her.
"Your freedom was brief, Mother Confessor. I hope it was worth it to you. You will spend a good long time in the pit thinking about it."
He was too far away. She had never made a shot from this far. Richard had. She had seen him do it.
"Please, Richard, help me. Show me how, like you did that day. Help me."
Stone vines tore from the panel next to her and whipped around her middle, squeezing. The shearing pain made her shriek. She brought up the bow again. With her last breath, if need be, she told herself. Her arms shook. She could hardly see the wizard. He was too far away. The vines held her tight. She couldn't run even if she wanted to.
"Help me, Richard."
Another brutal wave of pain seared up her legs and through her insides. Burning tears ran down her cheeks as she shuddered and gasped. She couldn't hold the bow up. Lightning arced around the great staircase. The sound was deafening. Stone chips whistled past. Clouds of dust rose as a column collapsed with a crash. She heard Richard's words in her mind. You have to be able to shoot no matter what is happening. Just you and the target, that's all there is. Nothing else matters. You have to be able to block everything else out. You can't think about how afraid you are or what will happen if you miss. You have to be able to make the shot under pressure. She remembered how he had whispered to her, whispered for her to call the target. With a jolt, the target came to her, as if the wizard were standing right in front of her. She could see the flashes of liquid light jumping from his fingertips. She could see her target, the bump in his throat bobbing up and down as he laughed. She let her breath flow out, as Richard had taught her. The arrow found the notch in the air. As gentle as a baby's breath, the arrow left the bow. She saw the feathers clear the bow. She saw the string hit her wrist. The stone vine wrapped around her throat. She kept her eyes on the target. She watched the feathers of the arrow as it flew. The pain tearing her insides rose with his laughter. The wizard's laughter cut off abruptly. Kaelin heard the thunk of the blade hitting his throat. When the stone vine suddenly dropped away, she fell forward on her hands and knees, tears dripping from her face as she waited for the pain to melt away. It went with merciful swiftness. Kaelin staggered to her feet.
To the keeper with you too, Wizard Neville Ranson!
There was an ear-splitting crack, like a lightning strike, but instead of a flash of light, a ripple of total darkness swept across the room. Bumps rippled up her arms, the lamps flickered back on. Kaelin knew. The keeper had indeed taken Wizard Neville Ranson. She heard a grunt and turned just in time to see a guard leaping down the steps toward her. Kaelin ducked and came up under him as he landed. She used his momentum to loft him over the railing into the well below. He snatched at her as he went over, but his fingers caught only her necklace. It tore from her and went down with him. Kaelin bent over the railing, seeing him smack the stone floor three flights down. She saw the necklace tumble from his hand when he hit and slide across the floor.
Curse the good spirits, she growled.
Kaelin started for the stairs to retrieve her bone necklace, but skidded to a stop and looked up at the sound of boots on stone. More guards were coming. She hesitated for a moment, looking down, and then ran for the hallway instead. The spirits hadn't helped her. What good was a necklace going to do? It wasn't worth her life. Kaelin caught the others as they made the outside doors. They all sighed with relief to see her and to hear that the wizard wouldn't be coming after them. Kaelin led as they ran out into the night. The four of them raced down the expanse of steps to the relentless sound of the alarm bells behind. She headed south, the shortest distance to the woods. A breathless Jebra caught her arm, dragging her to a stop.
Mother Confessor!
I am not the Mother Confessor any longer. I am Kaelin.
Kaelin, then. But you must listen to me. You cannot run away.
Kaelin turned back to the path through the courtyard.
I'm through with this place.
Zed needs you.
Kaelin spun back.
Zed?
You know Zed? Where is he?
Jebra gulped air.
Zed sent me to Aidendrill the day after you left Tahara. He said he had to go get a woman named Addy, and then he would come to the Wizard's Keep. He sent me here to help you and Richard and have you wait. Zed needs you.
Kaelin gripped Jebra's shoulders.
I need Zed. I need him very badly. Then you must let me help you. You must not leave. They will expect you to run and will search the countryside. They will not expect you to remain in Aidendrill. Remain? Stay in Aidendrill?
She thought a moment. She was known in Aidendrill.
No, not exactly.
Her long hair was known. People other than counselors, ambassadors, staff, and nobility rarely saw the Mother Confessor up close, and when they did, they mostly stared at her long hair. She no longer had that hair. The thought of her loss made her insides knot up. She hadn't known how much her power and her long hair meant to her until they were gone.
It might work, Jebra. But where would we hide? Zed gave me gold. No one knows of my involvement in your escape. I will rent rooms and hide you, all of you.
Kalin considered a moment, then smiled.
We could be your servants. A lady like you would have servants.
Jebra shrank back.
Mother Confessor, I could not do that. I am nothing but a servant myself. Zed made me pretend to be a lady, but I could not pretend that. You are a true lady.
Being a servant does not make you less than me. We all can be only who we are, no more, no less. Kalin started them all off again, toward a part of Adendrill with quiet, secluded, and exclusive inns. And it is startling to learn what you can do when you have to. We will do what we must. But if you keep calling me Mother Confessor, you are going to get us all killed.
I will do my best, Kalin. All I know is that we must wait until Zed returns to Adendrill.
She tugged insistently on Kalin's sleeve.
Mother Confessor, where is Richard? It is vital.
Her voice lowered with unease.
No slight intended, and I pray none is taken, but it is Richard that is important. Zed needs Richard.
That is why I need Zed, Kalin said. Chapter 61 Richard grabbed an arm of each boy. Slow down, he said in a low voice. I told you I have to go first. Kip and Hirsch sighed impatiently. Richard checked around the corner, peeking down the hall, and then pushed the two boys up against the wall. Frogs kicked in their pockets. This is serious. I picked you two because I know you're the best. Now you do as I told you, the way we planned it. Stay here, with your backs to this wall, and count to 50. You don't so much as peep around the corner until you get to 50. I'm depending on you to do it right. They grinned.
We're your men, Kip said. We'll get them out of there.
Richard squatted and put a finger close to each face in turn.
This is serious business. This isn't just some game. This time you could get in real trouble. Are you sure you want to do this?